Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of the Friday 25th of July 2025. Today's topic is Godly Virtues Part 4, Charity. Our text today is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verses 1 through 13. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass, or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries, and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long, and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Verse 5. Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. Verse 10. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I fought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass, darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. Our memory verse is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 13. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. Charity is another word for love. A cleric once said, "Rivers do not drink their own water. Trees do not eat their own fruits. The sun does not shine on itself, and flowers do not spread their fragrance for themselves." Living for others is a rule of nature. We are all born to help others. Life is sweet when you are happy, but life is sweeter when others are happy because of you. Everything God created gives out something. The essence of our living is to impact lives positively. A man's worth is not measured by what he possesses, but by his donation. Whatever you acquire in this world, certificates, material wealth, fame and power, will fade into insignificance and be forgotten when you are gone. Charity is like fragrance that permeates the environment. Only the lives impacted with the love of God will live on when you are no more. Write your epitaph in men's hearts. That is the only way to have a lasting memory. You will only be remembered by what you have done for God and humanity. Quote for the day. Write your epitaph in men's hearts. The challenge for today is, let your life be appealing. Prayer. O God, let your love flow ceaselessly through me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, Visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.